Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Welcome to Monday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hope everybody had a great weekend. Now, away we go with Monday's show. Let me see if I can guess these accurately. Eddie, 5'11", 178 pounds.
Close.
What do you got?
That's close enough.
You want to just go with that?
6 foot.
You're not 6 foot.
180.
Oh, you think you're taller and heavier?
Yeah.
You're definitely not 6 foot.
With the extra inch, yeah, I get a little heavier.
Mm-hmm. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie, everybody. All right, welcome. New week, new week.
I've told my wife this hundreds of times. When we're grocery shopping, don't open the chip bag and start eating before we pay for it.
We've talked about it on the show.
I've talked about it here. Well, she finally got her lesson at the store. We go to pay our stuff, and the cashier lady, she goes, "Oh, do you want to get another bag of chips? This one's open." And my wife goes, "Oh, no, no, I opened it. I was hungry." You and the lady said, "You ate it before you paid for it?" And she, my wife said, yeah, I just took a little bit. "Oh, well, I didn't know you can do that. There's some cake over there at the bakery if you want to go eat it before you." And I was like, yes, what? This is awesome. Exactly what I've been saying. And my wife got offended. I'm
she brought the sass, professional
sass. She really did. She's like, "Oh, there's some delicious cake if you just want to open it up and eat it and then bring me the box and I'll bring it up."
I'm surprised at that reaction.
Wow, me too.
It was crazy.
It's a little uncalled for.
Yeah. Not necessary.
I loved
it. I eat at the grocery store.
I don't. But I think sometimes I'll drink, if I'm really thirsty, I'll open a water, like if I'm dehydrated, and drink it as I'm going through.
Oh.
And then pay for it.
Well, go help yourself to some cake over there.
I absolutely agree. Right. I agree.
Some good cake over there.
I can't believe the sass was brought like that. What'd your wife say?
She was just like, "No, I'm good with a cake. Thank you very much."
Did you stand up for her?
No, I said, yeah. I told her the same thing, too. Why eat the chips? Pay for it first.
That's funny, dude. Okay, up next, let's go over to Lunchbox. 179 pounds.
5'11", 170.
Okay.
Maybe 179 soaking wet.
Okay, here he is. Lunchbox.
And action! Guys, it's acting week. This is the week I'm in the musical in Las Vegas. Yes.
I didn't realize.
This coming Saturday, I will be in Las Vegas. Bat out of hell. You got to buy tickets. You can come see me. I'm going to be in a musical. This is crazy.
I didn't know it was this week. Are you nervous? Do you even know what you're doing? Have you said...
Oh, I know what I'm doing. I'm going to be in Bat Out of Hell.
No, I know.
We know that.
Oh.
Is it all sold out? Like, as far as
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I think there's a few tickets available, like 100. So, I need people that are living in Las Vegas are going to be there this weekend to come see me on Saturday.
What? Is your face up on the marquee?
I went by there when we were there for iHeart, and they hadn't got it on the marquee yet.
Oh, yeah. That's the key word. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when do you fly in?
I fly in this Friday.
And do you watch a show Friday night?
Yeah,
you
watch the show Friday night, and then Saturday I'm on the stage.
Have you been texting with the producer, the director, anybody?
We've been chatting.
What's that mean?
We talked. Like I met him when I was in for iHeart.
Oh, you went and met him?
I went and met him. Went and talked to him. You know what I mean? We did a. He showed me my dressing room, and
you have a dressing room.
Yes, Amy. I'm an actor. I'm a thespian.
Big star. Saturday. Yeah. Wow. Gotta do it.
Saturday. Bat out of hell. Paris. Wow. Paris Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Get your tickets now. Let's go.
Hey, Steven, some of our listeners are going, right?
Yes, people from Las Vegas are going to be there. And then Abby's going with him as his like social correspondent and helper and producer.
Oh, boy.
Is she going, like, we're paying for it?
Oh, yeah, she's not paying for it out of her own pocket. It was supposed to be me, but I can't go, so Abby's gone.
That's amazing for Abby. Yeah.
Shocking. Yeah. Every time I have a trip, Scuba can't go.
He puts you with Abby.
Like Diamond Mine. Oh, Scuba can't go. You know what I mean?
I'll go with Eddie, though. If you want
I get it, Scuba. I get
he comes with me all the time.
Well, big weekend, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah.
Amy, 7 foot tall, 80 pounds. I don't know. I'm just going to leave that out of there. All right, go ahead, Amy.
Okay, so talked to my psychic cousin because last week or so, I think she came up and you're like, hey, can we get her on? And I thought, well, I don't know. But we were talking this weekend anyway, and I threw it out there. Like, I have no idea why he wants you to come on, but
I just
want to
check in. See if she sees my death card anytime soon.
Okay.
Does she do that?
I have no idea.
Tarot cards?
No, I don't think so. But I don't know. But she said, sure.
So she'll come on and answer any of the questions again?
Yeah.
I got to figure out what they are.
Don't do death, man. That's just weird.
That is morbid, huh?
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
On the new Game of Thrones, this guy's like, do you want to know when you're going to die?
And what do they say?
They just kept walking, but I would have thought about it.
I was like, wow.
No.
Do I want to know? Would you want to know when you die?
No.
No chance.
I don't know.
I would only want to know if it was forever away.
You're so calculated, though. I feel like you'd want to know, and it would help you out.
Yeah, my only fear would be, this is what I like. Close my eyes, and then I open it, and I get 5 seconds of any year that I want to see. I get to cash in like one a year forever.
Oh, that's cool.
But let's say I close my eyes and I want to see 2052. And I close my eyes and I open it back up and it's just black. That means I died by 2052.
Dang.
I've got this whole story in my head about this scenario.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
And then I have to wait another year to go, oh, I'm dead by then. So 2040, I close, open them, I'm still black. So that means every year I learn that I'm dying earlier and
earlier. Okay, all right.
Oh, gosh, you've been thinking about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to.
So we'll be 72.
Who knows? Actually, then I'm like, tomorrow, and I close my eyes and it's black.
Oh my gosh, and you died by tomorrow?
Oh, man.
And that's what's up. And then you're like, wait, I'm dying between now and tomorrow? And then the whole rest of the book or the movie is me trying to keep myself from dying between now and tomorrow.
Wow, but you can't because you're going to die anyway. You can't keep yourself from dying.
Or can I?
Can you change the course of history?
But
history,
you
no.
Spend but that time.
Change the course of history?
People you
history's
love.
Already happened.
You mean destiny?
That's what I would do.
I swear,
yeah, let's get your psychic cousin on. All right, go ahead, Ray.
I'm saying 6'1 and 171.
It's pretty accurate. I got down to about one. I've cut sugar 95% of my diet, and I haven't done anything else different. I'm still eating. I'm not fasting. But I got to like 168, and I was like, damn, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Like, not weighing every 5 minutes like I used to. But, yeah, we'll go 6'2".
No. Not going that high.
So, the deodorant that I've been wearing, and I've talked about it, sometimes it makes me stink. I've had two different kinds. This has not been good. So, my wife's like, why don't you just use mine? And so, I didn't use it for any reason other than she was like, try it. It won't make your armpit smell bad. But it's something called Native deodorant. It has no aluminum. There are reasons to actually buy this deodorant. Oh, Scuba just showed me some. Do you have it too?
Yeah, I've been using it since for a few years now.
It's legit.
It's awesome.
I smell good, and apparently I'm not eating aluminum.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a women's.
Not being absorbed into your skin.
Yeah, same thing.
That's women's deodorant?
I don't know.
It's just the kind I think she uses, but they make.
What flavor? Mine's coconut and.
Flavor.
Mine's coconut and vanilla.
Me too! We have the same flavor deodorant!
What is it called now?
That's why you guys realize my deodorant, I've been eating it the whole time. Bro, that's why you smell bad. Yeah. It's coconut and vanilla. It's really good. What's your flavor?
Oh, mine's homemade coconut and vanilla.
You guys are both coconut and vanilla?
Wait, she said she makes hers.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But it's not Native.
No.
Oh, got it. All right, anyway, there's a new deodorant if you guys are looking for it. That's what's up. Let's start Monday's show. Everybody feeling good?
Yeah.
We're back. This Monday is a lot better than last Monday.
Oh, much better.
Why?
Already.
Because the company didn't send us to Vegas in the heat, work us for 50 hours a day, say fly back in the middle of the night and start the show 3 hours later, but don't be tired on the air. That's why. All right, cool. Nobody cares except us, but we're back. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I heard you guys talking about lame types of cars that guys drive. I just started dating a guy who loves cars, which is fine. He has a Mercedes-Benz, and I think he loves it more than he could love any woman. He calls the car Honey.
Oh, my gosh.
He does not even have a pet name for me. I'm not allowed to eat in the car, and I have to clean my feet before I get in. He spends $50 a week having it cleaned and waxed. Yes, every week. The other day, we went to eat, and he didn't have enough to pay the bill because he just had the car detailed. Don't get me wrong, he's very sweet and respectful, but I think he's seriously in love with his car. Do you think this guy will ever love me as much as he loves his car? Signed, second to a Mercedes. I'm first going to go out on a limb and say he probably loves this car because of something that happened when he was young. They didn't have a nice car. He got made fun of for having an old beat-up car. That's why someone usually attaches to something like this later in life, because he has a car fetish now because probably never got any car when he was young. So there's that. I would kind of figure out what the root of this is first. If he's respectful, you know, if he's very sweet, if he's working hard, let him love his car. It's a little odd that he pays more than he should, like,
and
if he can't pay the bill.
Honey.
Yeah.
He calls it Honey.
I'm not a car guy in any way.
Oh.
I don't care about cars. I've had cars, whatever. Doesn't matter. Take it or leave it. But I can still understand somebody being in love with something. Shoes, that would be mine. Right? Yes, I don't have shoes.
Absolutely.
My first, quote-unquote, big paycheck, I went and bought a pair of Jordans. Because I was like, wow, I can now afford to buy shoes, because my whole life we had to buy shoes at yard sales. And I got made fun of because the kids who sold the shoes at a yard sale would then see me at school in their shoes that they sold. And I would just get tortured because of it. So I've always had this thing with shoes where I'm like, man, when I make it, nobody's making fun of me for shoes. I'm gonna have every shoe. Maybe that's his deal with the car. I don't know.
But what do you think about him going to dinner not having enough money because he just detailed Honey?
That's weird. Yeah, Honey.
That's very weird.
Needs to chill out on getting waxed and washed every week. Maybe we move it every 2 weeks. So let him have his thing. As long as it's not affecting day-to-day life, I think you're okay. What do you think about a Mercedes in general? You like Mercedeses?
I think they look cool.
Yeah?
DB.
Fine.
You think it's a DB, huh?
Totally, DB.
Mm. Why?
Or a surgeon. If it's like a doctor surgeon, get it.
Other than that, DB.
DB, man. You're proving something that you don't have.
I don't think a Mercedes is a DB car. It's
really
interesting that you do.
Yeah, not the SUV, the car. The SUV is like, those are nice and stuff, but the car, no.
Give me a DB car. Lunchbox.
You can't. Dang, man, I don't know. There's not many DB cars out there
yes,
in
there
my
are.
Mind.
Because you think they're just all cool.
Yeah, like I like Lambos, Corvettes, Ferraris. I would say BMW or Land Rover.
Those are DB cars.
Yeah.
Would you drive a Land Rover if someone gave you one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%.
100.
Yeah.
What about a BMW?
Yeah, if they gave it to me. Yeah.
What if you found one 20% off?
Ooh, no, probably not.
Okay. Amy?
What is a DB car? Mm. I guess this guy, anybody calling his car Honey?
No, what's wrong with him taking care of his car?
Yeah, I don't care about that. I'm talking about a brand of a car. What's a DB car?
I guess a Corvette.
Corvette's good.
Oh, come
on. As a DB car?
Yes, because every time you see like a convertible Corvette, you see someone, you're just like, okay, this guy thinks he's so cool.
Or it's somebody that's like 55 that
who thinks
really
he's so cool.
No, that wanted one when he was 20 and finally can afford it, so he's having a midlife crisis car, and that's okay.
What about Lexus?
That's fine.
Old person.
Whatever, yeah.
Is that old person?
Okay. Yeah, I don't really think that is being
anything.
DB. If I see a DB, I mean anything yellow.
Oh, come on.
What about like a Toyota Celica yellow?
Just yellow, because you have to chase yellow.
Yellow's not on the lot.
Yellow's tough.
But you have to custom order that?
Yeah, and then unless it's on the lot, then it's like a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or a Porsche that's yellow, and I'm like, you wanted it to be yellow, wait, so we'd all stare at it.
So you're calling that dude, DB,
the
one that we saw with the yellow car?
The car, I'm going to go yellow.
But you're going to call that dude,
DB. I'm not saying anybody, but I would say yellow.
Okay.
Listen, he loves his car. Let him love his car. It doesn't sound unhealthy yet. He's only missed
rent once, sounds like. Let them take care of the car. You're all good. If it goes more than this, hit us back and let us know, all right? All right, there you go. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Emily in Missouri is on the phone. Emily, are you a veterinarian?
I am a veterinarian.
Well, you are just the person I wanted to talk to. I have a bulldog. He's three. His name's Stanley. He halfway tore one of his ACLs. He all the way tore his other one, it whooshed, right into two. And so they say you got to have surgery, but they didn't say I had to have it right away. What do you think about this?
Well, I would say, so I personally, my dog Sage, she has torn both of her ACLs. And I did surgery on both of her legs at different times, and it was totally worth it. She's doing great. It's been a couple of years now. She never limps. And so I would suggest probably trying to get the surgery done as soon as you can, just because he's going to be in pain up until the surgery and for several months after the surgery. But the longer you put it off, the longer that time span is going to be stretched out.
They're telling me I have to keep him leashed for months because he can't run off. So he's either got to be in a crate or in a small room, or he has to be on a leash so he doesn't run away. Do you understand how strong and how rowdy my bulldog is and what kind of life change that's going to be for him?
I do. I do. That's going to be really hard. And I will say, with my dog's first knee surgery, we did not follow the rules as much as we were supposed to. And I think it took longer for her to recover from that one.
Mm. What kind of dog?
So it is terrible.
What kind of dog would you not get? Like, if listeners are out there, because bulldogs are tough, and I wouldn't have just pursued a bulldog. I never wanted a bulldog, and had he not been presented to me like, hey, we have this dog, he's not, because Stanley's had, he's gonna, boy, it's gonna be 11 surgeries if we do these two, but he's had 9 surgeries so far, and my friend was like, he needs an eye surgery, he needs a wiener surgery, he needs, but you can have him if you do these surgeries and take care of him. So I said, great, but bulldogs, I don't recommend them because everything's wrong with them. They're all inbred forever. I love Stanley, but I don't think they should make bulldogs anymore. But do you have, like, as a vet, do you see bulldogs and go, man, those dogs just aren't worth it? Like, what other dogs would you tell people not to get into?
Oh, man. My top answer would be a bulldog.
Yeah. Oh. And I say mine from the place of love. Love Stanley. Love every dog. Yep. Big dog guy. But I wish they would just stop making them, because they're not healthy. He can't breathe. He can't swim.
They're so cute, though, dude.
I know,
so
but that's why.
I know.
What's the second hardest dog for people to keep up with, because there's just always something wrong with them?
I'd probably go with something similar, like a pug.
It's all the flat nose animals,
yeah,
right?
The ones that can't breathe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what's the best?
Yeah, breathing's relative.
The most healthy dog. When you go, okay, they brought in this dog. We're going to take, like, Mutt out of it, because Elder's got all kinds of dogs in her. She's healthy. She can eat it. She can grab an animal, eat it, follow it up with a double shot of poop. She's all good, right? But so she never gets sick. But what kind of other animal, if someone's going to go and get an animal, what's a good, healthy kind of dog?
I've always said that standard poodles are really underrated.
No way.
A standard poodle?
Standard
they
poodle.
They're really nice. They're healthy. And they're actually, you know, the big ones, the big standard ones, they're pretty athletic and durable.
Yeah, the big ones are good. The little ones.
Yeah, those little poodles.
Any dog you can put in a purse, I'm going to pass on. Like, if it needs a home, I'm going to help feed it. I'm going to help find it a home. But if you can put it in the bag, that dog probably ain't for me, you know? How long have you been a veterinarian, Emily?
4 years.
Do you think you've been pooped on over 100 times?
Probably, yeah.
There she is. All right, Emily. Wow. Yes. Wow. She needs to go get pooped on again later today, so we're going to let her go. But I appreciate your advice. Anyone have a quick question for Emily about their dog? We have a veterinarian. She's not charging us. Anything you want to know, Eddie?
Yes, I have a Schnauzer Terrier, and she's almost like a teenager. If she doesn't get what she wants, she pees in the house. What do I do about that? She's potty trained, but it's her way of getting angry at us.
Well, I guess you ought to give her what she wants then.
Okay. Boom! All one right. answer. Love that answer. Amy, like that your one. Turn. Go ahead.
I have like a 4 or 5 year old Labradoodle. She's a rescue, so she has a lot of anxiety issues. Do you think she's constantly licking? Like, is that part of the anxiety? Or is there anything I can do or spray on her to make her stop licking herself all the time?
Well, licking can be a part of anxiety. And there's a whole lot of things that can be done to address that. And so, you know, I would certainly sit down with your veterinarian to talk about that. But licking can also be a symptom of allergies and itching. And so, like, if her paws are itchy, they'll lick them a bunch, and so that could be allergies or a sign of a skin infection.
Oh, great. Okay.
Hey, it could be anything. One final question. Why do dogs' paws smell like Fritos corn chips?
That's good.
Ah, that's because they get basically yeast infections between their toes.
Why am I smelling it so often then?
It's yeast.
Yeah, I'm disgusting.
You just put your nose in
the
yeast.
I'm like this. Just smell it all up.
That's not good.
Wow. Emily, thank you for your time. We really appreciate that. Thank you for calling, and I hope you have an awesome day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, there she is. Let's give a round of applause, Emily. I'm sure I'll be invoiced for this at some point. Thank you, Emily, for your time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
The Whitman Police Department recently received a special request. A fellow officer from a nearby town said, hey, could you arrest this guy as part of an elaborate prank to help him propose to his girl?
Oh, gosh.
He said that they do pranks a lot, and he was going to dinner with her and her parents, and could you come arrest me and put me in the back of the car, and then I'm going to propose.
That's funny.
Oh, that's pretty risky, huh?
Yeah.
But that's exactly what happened. He was eating dinner with his girlfriend and his future in-laws, and police rolled up to the restaurant. They walked straight in. They just put him in handcuffs, and they walk him straight out.
With his in-laws, I like this.
They got to be like, what's happening?
Yeah.
He doesn't fight it. He just goes, well, what's happening? What's happening? They take him out, and she goes, can I speak to him before you take him off? And he's in the back of the car, and then, will you marry me? He comes out of the car. Crazy. I do have some audio here. Here's a clip of Kristen saying she was so mad at her boyfriend for being arrested right up until he proposed.
I was having a heart attack. I was just horrified. I was ready to kill him. And he's so lucky it ended that way because I was so mad.
She kills him, then she goes to jail forever. It's a weird twist to the story. It all worked out. I just think of what those in-laws, what their faces look like.
Oh, gosh, what
Not even
thinking.
Her, just the in-laws. Like, wait, this is who she's marrying? What did he do? But shout out to those cops. Shout out to him. It's a funny idea, especially if they prank each other all the time.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. It's a Bobby Bones Show interview. In case you didn't know,
got so many hits. From back in 2007, here's International Harvester.
'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer.
From back in 2004, That's What I Love About Sunday.
What I Love About Sunday.
I'm not going to do them all. He's got so many. From 2005, here is Redneck Yacht Club. He's got a new memoir that came out on the 27th. Man, he's so funny. Such a good dude. Welcome to the studio, Tennessee's own Craig Morgan.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Craig Morgan.
You know, I read most of your book on the toilet.
That's a good place.
That's where I can really focus, honestly.
That's funny. I'm not in there long enough to read.
Oh, I'm in there for like days now. I have some sort of IBS thing. Where
you're
I'm like
that guy on 40 something when you're in there playing video games and stuff.
And sometimes I'll be able to get a lot of work done.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have a whole setup, a computer. I got a
in the bathroom.
Craig's got a book called God, Family, and Country. It's a memoir, which it's really great. You know,
Thank you. It's
very personal.
Thank you.
And I know that's tough to do because I'm going to imagine there were times where you thought, one, do people actually care? And two, am I being too personal? But I thought you nailed it. What was the hardest part of writing this book for you?
Taking the time. And quite honestly, we had nothing but time. The majority of this we started during the pandemic when we weren't working. But I had gotten lazy because we weren't touring. I was just traveling around with my wife, Karen, and we'd go to Alaska and come back, and my co-writer, Jim DeFleece, would be like, hey, you want to get together and work on this book thing, you know?
Yeah,
I think that and as you alluded to, talking about it. You know, when I first approached this book, for me it was a lot like doing any other project that I've ever done in my life. I figured, we'll do this, be done, and go do something else, you know, like an album. When I do an album, I work on the album. As soon as I finish that album, I'm focused on writing more music for the next project, for somebody else or whatever, production, doesn't matter. And I thought the book would be the same thing, but it's not. It's really weird. You know already, you've done this, but this is the first book I've written, and it being a memoir, boy, it's going to be there forever.
Did you find yourself, and I could just be a weirdo, but did you find yourself as you were telling some of the stories that you're kind of reliving them? And I don't want to say re-experiencing them, but seeing them from a different perspective, and either they reminded you how awesome a moment was, or like how emotional a moment was that you haven't thought about in a long time?
I don't think that's weird at all. That's exactly what happened. So a lot of the, especially the military stories, I mean, that's been a while for me. And when we were talking about Panama, we went down to our beach house, and I brought a bunch of my buddies in that I served with in Panama, and we spent 2 days together talking about the stories. And reliving some of those things, and it was very surreal. It's one of those kind of like outside looking in. I don't want to sound all weird.
No, it's that though, because you're outside looking back in at a part of your life that maybe you didn't fully appreciate or understand because you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah, and I've lived my life that way. Like, you know, when I jump out of a plane, I'm jumping out of the plane right then. After I'm done, my feet hit the ground, parachutes rolled up, you're moving on. You don't think about that jump. No more. I'm thinking about the next thing. Looking back, it was like, at one point I was like, holy cow, I've done a lot of crap. You know, now I know why everyone was trying to get me to write the book. Because I think the longer I went, the less I would have been able to remember.
And I may mess the country up here because there were a lot of countries. There's a lot of places that you've been in this book. Yeah. In Thailand, you were working undercover to fight sex traffickers.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I'd never talked to you about that here. I didn't know that. So would you mind telling these guys a little bit about that?
So I work with an organization, and I've worked with others, but Exodus Road is the one that I'm working with now. And we have offices around the world, but the entire objective is to remove people from sex trafficking. It's literally modern-day slavery. And on that particular operation in Thailand, what people don't understand, the Thailand government is run basically by the military, and the majority of these military leaders own clubs downtown. And another thing that most Americans do not know, prostitution is not legal in Thailand.
It's not legal.
It is right. Not legal. It is encouraged, but it's not legal. And I will say, if a woman is whatever age of legal age and she chooses this as an occupation, I mean, that's on her. But what is sickening is when there's a 14-year-old girl who's forced into it, whose parents sold her in order to have the money, and then she's forced to work, or even worse yet, or not worse yet, but another scenario that we ran into while we were there that was really odd is people that come from other countries. They were going to various countries throughout the African continent and promising these people work, and these women, you'll be working at a hotel as a cleanup lady or whatever, and they get them there, and then they take their passports, and they say, okay, now you work for us. The cleaning lady job is gone, and you owe us for your room and board every day. So they basically are forced into prostitution. And on one of the weird situations, and this one wasn't in the book because this is currently an ongoing investigation. The pimp was a female, and she's a female from Africa. She's in Africa, and she was the one that's basically gathering these people up to work with the people in Thailand. And no one ever got a picture of her. They have never seen her. And we were there, and I was on the street with some of the women talking to them, and she called. And we were in, like, literally talking to her. This woman in Africa talking to her, her women there. And I took a selfie with her of the cell phone. It's the first picture they've ever got of that woman.
Wow. Did you ever feel like your life was in danger doing that?
No, not really. They're little people. I don't mean that in a derogatory manner. I just mean they're very little people.
And you're strong. And if
yeah, I mean, I did get in a scuffle one night, just a little scuffle. So we all carry, I mean, let me tell you, I've done a lot of things and I've seen a lot of disturbing things and experienced a lot of disturbing stuff. That was that's the only thing wherever when I came home, I thought, man, I need a 15-minute break to clear my brain because some of the stuff I've seen was so bad. But we all carry like little backpacks, or we have these shoulder packs, and they're all wired with cameras and different things. And we were going into a club and they wanted to check our bags. And I'm like, they're not checking my bag, bro. And so we kind of just walked past them and ignored them, act like, you know, stupid American tourists. And they come in and tried to grab my bag from me. And I had been filming this gentleman across doing some very lewd things, you know, to what we had suspected was an underage girl. And he tried to take my bag. So I'm like, none. So they were going to throw me out of the club. I'm like, okay, this is going to be fun. So like five or six of them attempted to grab me. And they, you know, we scuffled around quite a bit till they got me outside. And then the local police come over. And so you got to go through the whole motion, even though some of the police officers that were there. And we did have a police officer assigned to us, a Thailand police officer. And I know I'm going way far. He knew what we were doing, so he comes over and puts me under arrest and then takes me off, and they have to see this whole thing. And he's pointing his finger at me, and he's yelling at me and telling me thing and telling me to go and take the handcuffs off, and I walk off. And they're all happy, and we're all happy. We go back the next day, and they welcome me right back in.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I would feel like I was about to die there. I mean, but you're, I don't know, 10 times more than man?
No.
20
no,
times
no,
more
no.
than man? What do we think? We're putting the percentage here.
It's like a movie.
That's fascinating, and the fact that you would take that on to try to help those people, that says a lot about you. So aside from that, let's talk about some of the positive stuff that you were able to see, right? I mean, what do you through the book? What are you most proud to share? Like, what when you think of all the personal stories, all the things that you've seen, like, what do you really lit you up to be able to share that with people?
I don't know. That's a good question. No one's asked me that.
Yeah, I do. That's what I do. My thing. You fight people. I try to find interesting questions.
You know, I don't know. I think family, the whole concept of this book, God, family, country, those are the three most important things in my life. And in that order, my God is always first, my family second only to my God, and my country, my love for country. I hope that when people read this book, they feel inspired and in some way maybe motivated to feel like they want to do good, they want to be good. And I'm not trying to take away from what we're discussing, but like, Amy, I follow your posts, and you always seem to post very positive things. And I think more people should do that. There should be more of that and less of the attempts to put each other down and beat each other up and try to, you know, derive something negative from every comments that's made. Instead of, I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff on the media outlets that you could easily turn it to a good if you wanted to, instead of trying to beat it up and make something bad out of it, you know? So I'm hoping that when people read this, that they feel motivated to maybe want to do good or be good, and understand that even though we all experience various hardships in our lives, those things, you know, we all say, and I've heard a lot of people say, well, everything happens for a reason. And I kind of believe that. I kind of also believe that we bring things on ourselves sometimes that maybe shouldn't have happened. But we should all learn from every one of those things, and we should all become better people. Heartache, scars, pain, all of these things build us and build character and make us better people, I believe.
The book is God, Family, Country, memoir by Craig Morgan. You got Blake on the front. Morgan's memoir will move you. That's serious. He didn't even make a joke. Blake Shelton said that. Morgan's?
Well, I didn't put the rest of it on there.
Oh, you left the rest? I hope you guys check it out. We're going to talk about music in a second.
Yeah.
But I definitely wanted to spend this whole segment talking about the book. It is a great book. And again, it talks about all of that, your faith, your family, and not only what, and it's going to sound like John F. Kennedy, what you've done for the country, but what the country's done for you, honestly.
I mean,
it's a lot of that.
Amen. I say that a lot. You know, the military, I wasn't near as good for the military as the military was for me.
Well, I hope everybody orders it on Amazon, or if you do go buy one of those, and they have like walls, and you walk in a door and you buy a book. Is it a bookstore? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You go into a bookstore. It's called God, Family, Country by Craig Morgan. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop. Ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it, right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon. Because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand Bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand Bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked, it is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand Bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Go! On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Craig Morgan.
He's got a new memoir that's out. It's called God, Family, Country. He's got a new song that we're going to play in a second, which I think we've already played this song on the show, like before it was even released, right? Didn't you text it to me and then we played it?
You did.
Okay, that makes sense. I knew I'd heard it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember hearing this and feeling like really... Then I thought maybe it's when we were at the Opry together, but we played it here too.
You did, yes. And I felt like a child after the label called me, like I'd done something wrong and they were smacking me. You're not supposed to do that yet.
Don't they know who you are? You're going in. use your hands.
No, I don't think they
kill
care.
Them all.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, they don't care. Obviously,
they don't care. I don't care about them either, though. So.
Yeah, who cares? I like your pants. What kind of pants you got there?
I don't know.
You don't know?
What are those? Like, my wife bought and made me dress up.
What do you mean? Those are awesome pants.
I don't know. They're not jeans.
How does that make you feel when I say I like your pants?
That didn't bother me
at all.
It's
a compliment, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think those are awesome pants. I like that they're like stretchy.
Should I not be complimented?
Well, that's the debate here on this show. Eddie saw someone with good pants, and he said, I don't want to say something. That'd be weird. And I was like, why not? Just say you like their pants. I like
yeah, I don't. I think there's nothing wrong
I
with that.
I like Craig's pants.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
How did
very,
you feel when I said that?
It wasn't awkward. I think the way you did it was kind of.
Because I do like them.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty honest. I didn't say,
man, those pants fit you well. I didn't say anything like that.
Well, Bobby, can I tell you what girls do to take it next level if they like a pants and the girl doesn't know? They'll check the tag.
Oh, so go check the tag, Bones.
Oh, I'm not checking your tag. I feel like Craig's such a manly man, he might not have underwear on. I'll be honest with you.
I always love that boxers or briefs, and I'm like, oh, neither.
That's what I thought he said.
if it weren't for the fact so many of you in the room, I probably wouldn't have any pants on.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. Here we are. Craig Morgan.
I'm kidding.
So I got a couple things to talk to you about. First of all, we mentioned on this show when you had posted that you had a bunch of Adele CDs at your show.
Yeah.
So you're doing a show, and obviously you're selling merch. And some of the merch is music, and you cut it open, box cut or whatever, and it's just literally Adele CDs?
Correct.
How, like a whole box?
No, like four or five boxes. So my guys stopped to pick up merchandise before we left, and, you know, they don't open it and check everything because on the tag it said Craig Morgan – you know, God, Family, Country, the title of the album. So they just stick the boxes in the truck or under the bus or whatever, and they come and got me like, you're not going to believe this. Like, what? You know, we got the CDs. I'm like, thank God, because we sold out. You know, it had been like two or three shows, and we didn't have CDs, and that's a big deal. And they're like, oh, we finally got them. And they're like, you're not going to believe this. They pull it out, and it's an Adele CD. So that somehow they had got mislabeled. So
did Adele get a bunch of Craig Morgan? She's like, what in the bloody hell over there?
I don't know. I'd have probably sold more if Adele had put them out there.
Did you end up, A, selling them, the Adele ones? Or were people like, this is just weird?
No, A, I didn't because I didn't know. I was afraid somebody might get like, you know.
It's hilarious. I should have signed them. Would you like an Adele? Yeah. One of a kind Adele CD signed by Craig Morgan.
We did think about that.
Yeah, and then two.
We thought about it.
Do you send them, like, do you get that money? Do you still get your CDs at some point?
I think Jerry just, when we got back, he took them back and exchanged them for our CDs. They realized their mistake.
This would have been the greatest PR duet setup ever. If all of a sudden, because you know how people fake stuff to set up duets. All of a sudden, in 3 weeks, you're launching it.
Like that was
an Adele
real.
Duet.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So you're out doing these shows. Is it hard for you? Because a lot of your songs are so emotional. A lot of them are so emotional. I'm watching people cry every show. Every time I see you, you're doing a song that's either about your family, your faith, your country. It's basically your book, but you have all these songs. I feel like there are people crying at every Craig Morgan show.
Yeah, so I don't do them all at every show. I got to be honest, like especially the Father, my Son, the Holy Ghost. I don't do that all the time. I don't know that I've ever done it at a like the big festivals, the fairs where there's 30,000, 20,000 drunk people.
Probably wouldn't roll. And he get mad that people are talking drunk during it.
No, you know, I'm not that guy too. I'm not the guy that stands on stage and tells everybody to shut up and listen. You know, because people are having a good time, man. And I think sometimes we take ourselves too serious up there. And that's what we're there for, is to entertain them and allow them to have fun. And if I'm music in the background of their conversation, then that's cool. I mean, they're paying good money to come see me, so they're allowed to talk if they want to.
But did you ever play bars where people were just living their life and you were just the background music?
You're going to laugh. I never played a bar in my life until after I got a record deal.
And why would they send you back to a bar after you got a record deal?
Money.
Oh, get paid. You just needed to work?
Yeah, I did it for the work, yeah.
In your book, you talk about how hard it was to leave service.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just as a person, it was hard.
Yeah, it still is.
Would you?
People ask me how I transitioned from you know, the military to the music, and I always say I'm working on it.
Would you go back if you could?
In a heartbeat, if especially if I could do what I did. And in a combat situation. Now, let me say this. I wouldn't want to go back just to go hang out and, you know, although I love and miss a lot of that, but if they said, hey, we got this going on in this part of the world and we need you to come in, I'd be gone in a heartbeat.
You ever been a spy?
I would leave in a heartbeat to go do that. No, I've never been a spy.
You answered that fishy. I'm just going to move off.
Or is he a spy right now?
Yeah.
Wow. No. I've worked with spies.
Yeah, and you've worked on, you know, in your
like
book.
Really, like real five people. And that, I mean, when I was writing this book, I was like, I forgot, man, that we did that. Like, I was the first artist to play at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq when it reopened.
Mm.
But I wasn't really there just to do a show. My show was a cover for the agency and various other governmental organizations to bring in the new government for Iraq. And it was just cool as it could be.
Who's your favorite spy? I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
How long goes by until you can say that?
Well, apparently about 15 years.
He just did.
Okay. Well, like, yeah, a lot of the stuff, we when Jim and I were writing this, there were other stories that we submitted, and they were like, we don't know if we should discuss that. Because the big thing, here's how we knew it was okay. That when the, especially with the agency, when I would submit something, and I was talking about Panama, and for one, I'm talking about 1989. I mean, you know, that's a long time ago. Half the crap that the military had don't even exist anymore. So we weren't giving away any governmental secrets or nothing like that, but we was talking about an operation that involved the agency. And all they would say was, we can neither confirm nor deny. And like, okay, fair enough. That's cool. And then there would be one and go, we definitely oppose the truth of this. So you're like, oh, okay, can't say that.
Well, the book that I got was an early version. It was all redacted. It's all black lines all the way through it. Half of it was. I want to play the new song. We're going to have you hang out for a little bit, but I want to play the new song here. It's called How You Make a Man. And again, this is a poignant, emotional song. I don't know. Like, what do you say about this? What do you say about this before you play it in a concert?
Well, you know, being a new song, I just say, hey, this is my new single. I want to know if you like it, because if you don't, I don't want the radio stations to play it. If you do like it, call them and wear them out, and I'll give you Bobby Bone's cell phone.
Yeah, for sure. Just hit him.
Call
him.
Yeah. No. And then afterwards, I tell him, you know, I believe it's a song that we need to hear, because the chorus of this song just hammers me. You run, you crawl, you rise, you fall. You hit your knees until you learn to stand. That's how you make a man. I mean, and that's life, man. Sometimes you gotta fall. And I think in today's time, it seems like everybody's scared of scratching their knees. You know, it's like, oh, I don't want to get hurt. And love, you know, it's like the same thing with love. I don't want to get my heart broke. Man, you're not going to experience real love if it haven't broke a little bit, you know?
And I feel like when you say how to make a man, and man, it could be a man or a woman. Like
I do say that.
Yeah.
This isn't just about a man. It's about a human. It's how you make people. It's how you make good people. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Craig Morgan.
A couple things. One, Craig's new memoir is out now. It's called God, Family, and Country. You guys go read it. It's great. We played his new song a second ago, and I hope you stream it like crazy. It's called How You Make a Man. You have a lot going on right now, but what I want to know, you've done a lot of things. You've been a lot of places, all over the world. You've seen some stuff you can tell us, some you can't. You've seen good stuff, bad stuff. Do you believe there are aliens?
I believe there definitely could be other life forms, but I don't know that it matters.
Do you think, because some of these guys are saying that come out of this special part of the government that is over UFOs, it doesn't have to be aliens. It's just something that's not identified. They're like, we can't tell you everything because you'll freak out. What do you translate that to mean?
I think people don't need to know everything.
It could be, I'm just making stuff up here. China has a technology that we don't have maybe, and that would freak us out too. Could that be a thing?
Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely.
What do you know?
I know that I'm fascinated that we walk around in our lives as if nothing is going on except what we're doing.
I agree with that, yeah.
And it's a big old world, and it's a big old universe. But I also have a lot of faith in God, and I know that he's in charge. And ultimately, this is temporal for me. We're here for a while, some longer than others. And I look forward to the time that I'm in a life that is not temporal, that I'm living up there.
I hope mine's way longer than all you guys.
Probably will be.
I want to be like 200. I'm telling you, man. I want to live until I just can't. I want to be one of those people that's like on Instagram and they're like 130-year-old golfer. It's a ball. And it looks real sad, but you're also like, it's really cool. Yeah. Like, that's what I want to be. Yeah. How's your health? Everything good?
Oh, great, man.
Are you still biking 50 miles?
No, I'm not. I would love to be, but I'm just so busy right now. No, I'm still running quite a bit and I bike when I can. We've gotten into the mountain biking.
Wrecked that, man. That's bad.
It's worse, yeah.
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 So no 50-mile bike ride Saturdays anymore.
No.
How about steak night?
Still have steak night, absolutely.
Is it still Tuesdays?
Yes, because I can't eat steak on Friday, but yes. When I'm home with my wife, we do steak. I grill the steak.
You can't eat steak on Friday.
We don't eat meat on Fridays.
Like all year long or just during Lent?
Like all year long. Oh. That's why they have fish Fridays in school. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that was why.
That's how impacting Christianity used to be in our society. They didn't have fish. I mean, they had fish on Fridays because they didn't want... had an as an option for those people who didn't eat meat on Friday.
In Arkansas, you couldn't buy beer on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm just that.
Now you can. But, yeah.
Thank
but
God.
For a long time.
I mean, ain't nothing like a beer after church.
Yeah. look, how are you juggling it all right now? Because you're in book promo, you got a new song, you're playing shows, I see you at the Opry. How are you juggling it all?
Man, I have a wonderful team of people, and I have a superstar of a wife. My wife really just kind of keeps everything in check. Yeah.
Does she ever tell you a song's not good?
Oh, every day.
Oh, that's easy.
Involuntarily.
Yeah. I mean, she don't care, man. She don't like my. If she don't like it, I mean, y'all, but the truth is, I don't really. And in fact, I love it when my wife says, that's not good. Guaranteed hit.
She didn't
like Redneck Yacht Club. She didn't like International Harvester. Yeah.
Okay. What song gets the loudest sing back at shows?
Well, it depends on where I'm at. If I'm in the Midwest, no question, International Harvester's, I mean, people go absolutely ballistic. And it's at as soon as we start that tractor noise, you know, they just go nuts. They know. In the Southeast, Redneck Yacht Club seems to be one of the bigger ones. That's what I love about Sunday. No matter where we're at, seems to draw real well.
Man, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, universally, that's the one.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big song. It still is. I mean, and it's one of those that I feel like it's timeless. You know, no matter what happens, forever that song will be a song that can be played.
You can also picture all the people on the song. Even if that's not the same name, you can just picture, you know, I went to Mount Pine Baptist Church and I could see all...
Miss Betty singing off key.
All of everything. Oh, yeah. Just there, even though it wasn't Miss Betty, you know, I all those people are kind of, you know, assigned to our life in a certain way.
Yeah.
A listener called us and said he'd like to have you play his wedding. And I think
I remember.
I asked you about this. He said, how much to get Craig Morgan to play my wedding? And I said, you probably, how much I tell him? $250,000
I think it's $250,000.
Remember.
Is it just, am
that's
I?
It's a fair number.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I don't even need the number.
It's a fair number for a wedding. I've only ever done one wedding.
Do you sing when they come down the aisle or are you the after?
Like the after party. Like I said, I've only ever done it one time and I swore I would never do it again. This is the truth. After the party, they were married. Okay. They got married. And it was, I mean, tons of money. They paid me a fortune. We come in, we do the wedding. After the wedding, I hear on the bus door. And I'm like, Jerry, see what's up. And we're on my bus. The band's on the other bus. The lady comes to the bus and she says, my husband gave me a hall pass.
Oh.
No,
what?
Swear.
Way.
Hey, my tour manager's standing out there. Stand up, Jerry. Tell him if I'm telling the truth, yes or no.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
Dang. I said, lock the door and go get Jim Ed, the fiddle player. He's got to take one for the team.
That's funny and awkward. In the book, you talk about Craig Greer being a stage name.
Yep.
So who told you not to use that as stage name?
Well, Garth didn't tell me not to use my last name. He just said you will have a better private life if you're not using your real name. And he was right. You know, of course, this was all before the influx of social media, and now it's weird because even though I am Craig Morgan, I'm still Craig. That's actually my middle name, Craig Morgan Greer. So when discussing that with the label, they're like, wow, Morgan's great. Let's just go with Craig Morgan, you know? And he was right. For a long time, like, people couldn't find me. They didn't know where I lived. Not that it really mattered, but they couldn't. Well, now, man, you can do enough research, and they all know my real last name. But, I mean, I don't know that it really matters. I think they also know I hunt, and I'm a good shot, so nobody just shows up.
Anybody ever look at your ID, and they're like, wait, you look like the It's not you, but you look like the Craig Morgan guy.
Yes. So I did a hunt one time, and the DNR came to the show afterwards because they had seen that we were hunting, and they could not find a hunting license for Craig Morgan. So they come there to talk to me about it. And I'm like, oh, that's not my real name. Joke's on you.
Okay, look, you got it all out there. The book's great. I hope everybody, if you're looking for a great book to read, God, Family, Country, it's out. It's a lot of Craig's stories. It's a wonderful book, and there's a lot of really personal stuff, really inspirational stuff. I hope people just give it a chance. If you love country music, is one thing. You'll love it. But if you just love America, I mean, it's that kind of book. Like,
well,
you finish
you.
It and you read about all that you've done. It's like there's an appreciation for you that I didn't have. I mean, I kind of liked you before you came in. I read the book, but now I really like you. You know what I mean? And then also Craig's new song, How You Make a Man, it's out as well. I appreciate you coming in. It's always good to see you. You're one of our favorite guests. And next time you want to come by and bring some Adele CDs, we're here.
I will, buddy. Yeah. And I appreciate you as well.
Right.
We still got to get you to Alaska.
I am not doing that. It's not that I don't want to go to Alaska. I've never been to Alaska. I'm not doing your track.
You got to.
You
man.
Land in like a small plane, then you walk across ice, and then there's like four bears you got to dodge. The first three are good. The fourth one's mean, so you got to know what that is. Then you got to somersault through. It's like, Craig, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's really not that bad.
It's like no motorized vehicles. We hike through the woods. What is that, like three blocks? It's 72 miles.
No, you're exaggerating.
Then he sent a picture of his cabin. He's like, check it out. And I'm like, where's the Wi-Fi? He goes, oh, we don't have any.
Oh, man. Do you have running water?
Yeah, you run down to the lake, fill up a bucket, and run back.
All right, Craig Morgan. There he is. All right, Craig. Good to see you, buddy. I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case... I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me, and I came back. It was up here in the studio, and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable, almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Sounds miserable. A guy becomes the second ever to kayak from California to Hawaii. Kayak.
Dang, that's far.
In the ocean. Wow. Big one. I just imagine one of those big waves coming like a surfer gets on and he's done. Riding on top of that thing on a kayak.
That's not riding that thing.
Oh my God. That sounds, it took him 91 days.
That's crazy.
Oh my
man.
Goodness.
A California man became the second person ever to kayak from California to Hawaii. The journey took him over 90 days. His name's Cyril. He's 46. He set off from Monterey in June in his modified kayak, which included pedals and a small sleeping cabin, but no motor or sail.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
3 months.
At night, I would be so scared.
Yeah, and when you sleep, what, don't you drift off course?
Anchor.
Like, how does
you're
he?
Not anchoring, I don't think in the ocean. You don't, it's not going to touch anything.
Lunchbox, I don't know, man.
Like, he said he had a sleeping cabin.
He spent 10 hours a day paddling. He went easy. He said, I had to eat the right amount of calories. I was eating 4,000 calories a day.
What?
But what kind of food are you even going to have out there at 4,000 calories? Does Uber Eats deliver out there?
I don't think so, man.
Isn't that
on a big boat?
Yeah, that's crazy. 91 days on a boat. That's from UPI. Congratulations to him. I could not do that, but I'm glad he did. What do we learn from this? Why did he do it? What did that give back?
Nothing.
You can do anything.
Okay, I like it.
That's
we
pretty good.
There's something things. There
you can do. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's it. Okay, good.
Want to get away?
That's it. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Some Uber drivers are reportedly worried that they're unknowingly delivering drugs via Uber Connect, which is the company's courier service.
Yeah, we invented that with Will at Uber. Just for the record,
we were the first.
We send funny stuff across town, and we debate Will at Uber. What were some of the funny things that we sent across town?
A stinky crock pot.
Oh.
Divorce papers.
Yeah, a cutout, a life-size cutout.
Yep.
A ring. We had the guy propose with a ring.
Wasn't there a box with a snake in it?
There's so much. Yeah. Uh-huh. We invented this. They took our idea. But yes, I could definitely see how with the courier service, who knows what you're hauling?
Yeah, one driver told NBC News that he ended up with a package that was small, tiny, clear. He could see like little crystallized forms in it. So he drove straight to the police station and dropped it off, which is risky because they can see where you're going.
They're
going
to kill you.
Guys, it was a science experiment. It wasn't even drugs.
I hope these couriers, their face isn't on there where the people know
like
it's
the
them.
Like the app, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because they get murdered. Mm-hmm. So is she's like, well, it had a little box. The box said cocaine on it. He was confused as to what it was, so he took it. Yeah, that stinks. All right, what else?
A Reddit group called Financial Independence has a weekly thread where frugal people share tips for saving money. So I've got some highlights.
Never go to Starbucks.
You'll definitely save money if you do that.
And I like Starbucks, but that's a big one because it's so expensive to get anything
there. It adds up.
Yeah.
Well, they say never buy the newest tech. You need to get things that are 3 years behind.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, good luck getting an iPhone that's old because they start shutting that thing down.
Yeah, there's updates.
They start slowing it down, so you can't even email. What else?
When you go out to eat as a couple, split one meal.
I'm still hungry.
Yeah.
Switch back to bar soap because it's way less expensive than the body wash.
I like bar soap anyway.
Yeah, I do too.
I do bar soap.
Yeah, I didn't know I was being so frugal.
Yeah, look at us.
I just like it. All right, what else?
Order your groceries online, but pick them up. Do not pay the delivery fee because that adds up. Also, you can cut sponges in half and then slow down while driving. Don't gun it at stoplights because you'll gain miles per gallon.
I was thinking about this buying groceries one. That's a good one. I'm going to tell you why. Because I go to the grocery store, always a few extra things I see while I'm there that I'm going to get.
Exactly.
When you buy online, mm-hmm. you're not taken over by your desire to have, ooh, I like that cereal. Let me try it.
Yeah.
Yep.
An apple pie? A mini apple pie? With a hole in it for ice cream? You know,
buy
all this
five,
stuff.
Get one free?
Yeah, you don't even know all this.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And then just go get it yourself. Mm-hmm. All right. What else you got?
Well, Luke Bryan is saying that he hopes to slow down in a few years to spend more time with his family. He says that once his sons are in high school and playing more sports, he wants to be able to spend time being a dad on the sidelines, cheering them on. Now, he's not talking retirement by any means, but just slowing down. Because as it is right now, it's American Idol. He's recording stuff. He's touring. And he's very busy.
You know, I think if you're a college or NFL coach, or if you're a touring artist, that is it's a very glamorous lifestyle for a lot of people. It makes them a lot of money. They're famous. But that's a big one where you don't get to see your kids play sports or
Friday
do plays or mm-hmm. whatever they're doing on Friday and Saturday nights. You know, so Bob Stoops, he kind of quit so he could watch his kid finish and play football in high school.
I love that.
They didn't fire him, but they wouldn't have kept him on.
Garth. Garth stopped his career for a little bit.
Garth straight up moved back to Oklahoma for his kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so as luxurious as the lives they live, I bet they're like, dang, I wish I could watch my kid play football. All right, is that it?
Yep, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
This woman in California, her name is Joanna Carrington, and she is 100 years old. She said that she feels that spending time with pets is one of the secrets to a long, happy life, and her dog recently died. Now, at 100, she thought, no one's going to give me a dog. Like, if I want to rescue a dog, they're going to be like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be able to take
care. You do have to go through a process for rescue.
Yeah. So, luckily, one of her neighbors works at Muttville Senior Dog Rescue, and she was matched with a senior chihuahua. An 11-year-old dog was put with her, and she has this caregiver named Eddie Martinez, and he agreed to walk the chihuahua every day. The chihuahua's name is Gucci, by the way.
I gotta imagine an 11-year-old chihuahua doesn't need a lot of walking now.
Probably not.
But he needs to get outside.
Yeah, yeah,
and she doesn't really do that a lot. But Eddie said, hey, look, I'll take Gucci on walks. We'll be good to go. He'll be able to be a partner and for Joanna, and we'll be good to go. I just thought it was a really sweet story.
She's old. The dog's old.
I love that.
Yeah. And she says she has big plans for her 101st birthday with Gucci.
What the brand or the dog?
No, both.
The dog. She said that she hopes to do something fun to celebrate.
All right. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today. In every pair of Tecovas boots, you can expect handmade quality, first wear comfort, and timeless Western style. Tecovas boots are always made from premium bovine and exotic leathers, and with occasional resoling, they're going to last a lifetime. The best way to shop for boots is at your local Tecovas store, where you're going to be greeted by the smell of fresh leather and a friendly smile. So come on in, grab a cold one, get fitted by a pro, and shop the latest styles. Visit Tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. And don't go gently, y'all.